Welcome back to Hey Science. This week, we'll be talking about electron microscopes. Let's get right into it. For centuries, scientists have never been able to make their discoveries on their own. A scientist would need to learn to use fancy equipment. Apart from knowing how to use these tools, is knowing the science behind them and how they're made. For this article, we'll be going over the full science behind the complex mechanics and science behind the electron microscope. Okay, let's backtrack a little and go over what exactly a microscope is. A microscope is a collection of 1+ lenses put together to magnify objects that aren't normally visible to the human eye. Electron microscope was created in 1961 by Ernest Ruska, a physicist, and Max Knoll, an electrical engineer. They were simply trying to create a tool that could magnify at 400 power. Think about it, what can magnify at 400 power? At 400 power, you'll be able to see at 0.45 millimeters, or 450 microns. For example, you'll be able to see a frog's blood cells under 400 power. In order to achieve this power, Ruska and Knoll wanted something different from your typical mirrors. They decided to pull together a contraption that would create a whole new type of microscope. Before I start on how electron microscopes are made, let me clear some things up. Electron microscopes are not the dinky size you would get in a kid's science kit. These microscopes are normally attached to a wall or a desk and definitely not transportable by simply picking it up. It can be roughly the size of a human, teen, or adult. Now that you know the brief history of electron microscopes, let's start to get further into how it really works. An electron microscope produces a sharp beam of electrons through the object you are trying to magnify. The part inside an electron microscope that shoots out the electrons is called the cathode. You want the electrons shot out to be a strong beam. In order to make the beam stronger, the electron beam goes through a first lens, which is an electromagnetic coil. You also use the second lens, another electromagnetic beam, to focus the beam. The electron beam will then pick up an image that will appear on a copper grid. The third lens is a simple magnifying glass that will help magnify the image. At the very bottom of the microscope, the electron beam will hit a fluorescent green screen. This screen will make it visible as the electrons hit there. The electron microscope has forever shaped the way we make our microscopes. We found it important to talk about this microscope because of how unique it is from the other microscopes. To this day, a more new and unique tool of microscopes is being developed for the world to see someday. The electron microscope was only a start. That wraps up this podcast. Tune in next Thursday.